Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Well, Commissioner, it was a hang on until it's over type ride for the 2016 election cycle. And now that the dust has kind of settled, we can hopefully look forward to some good things happening for agriculture across the nation.
Well, it is no doubt we are in for quite a period of change and challenge. The challenges were going to be there regardless of who our president is. Now with President-elect Trump, I think some of those issues will present themselves, and it's time to see and focus on what we're going to do, especially those that impact agriculture, from regulations to immigration to trade to you name it. It all seems to impact agriculture.
Well, and of course, there has been some crying and wailing and gnashing of teeth at Trump being elected, but make no mistake that rural America is who sealed the deal for him.
Well, that's very true. The results and the polling results bear that out. I think some that were actually accurate. Some of them proved not to be so accurate. But it was rural America that was sending a signal to Washington, we want change. And Trump was the agent of change, and I think Hillary Clinton did not present that as her face of that I'll change up this part of the world. So now, with that, we're looking for positive changes on the regulatory burden that finds itself coming out of Washington, regardless of what was said about immigration and building of walls. I believe that through communication with some of Mr. Trump's advisors, that the H-2A and other visa programs will get a good look as to how we can make them work for us better, for agriculture and others who need those workers to come and perform jobs that we can't seem to get done by Americans. Big promise that was made, and we're going to hold them to it, is to look hard at this waters of the U.S. that the EPA seems just determined to shove down the throats of farmers. So if we can have that repealed, if we can have H-2A, those are positives, then we all know that trade is very important to agriculture. That's one that concerns us because agriculture is in favor of the TPP, but it looks like that'll get a good hard look by the Trump folks.
Absolutely. And we can hopefully look forward to some other truly overreaching regulations going from possibly the courthouse to the dustbin.
Well, let's hope so. And at least some of those that have really been out there and presenting all sorts of challenges and potential challenges, because I think it all starts at the top. I mean, regulations find their way into agriculture from Washington, from the state houses, from the county courthouses. But I think Washington sets the pace. So if we have an environment that says, if you're going to add one regulation, let's get rid of one. Now, I'm sure there are plenty of them that life would go on just fine without, especially out here in agriculture.
Absolutely. All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.